Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
And welcome to Britt's Got Your Number. Numerology can answer so many of your life's questions, give you direction, and help you make the right choices in love, work, and life in general. I'm Lori Z, your host, along with numerologist Britt Johnson, who uses an ancient system passed down over thousands of years. And in the coming hour, we're also going to have guest Derek Hart, relationship expert, and world-renowned artist Michael Mazdo. And at the end, we'll also have a Guess Who game where you can win a free reading with Britt. So, Britt, how are you doing?
Great. How are you, Lori?
I'm doing good. You are, Britt Johnson, you are the queen of numbers. And that's what I think you are. Yeah, that's right. And I know you mentioned you saw a Winston Churchill movie called The Darkest Hour. So maybe, you know, talk a little bit about the movie, and then I want to hear about the numbers.
Well, his numbers were spot on. Talk about somebody that could be motivated for those quotes that he's famous for. Never, ever, ever give up. And everybody knows what happened at Dunkirk. He saved, you know, 300,000 lives. It just took 8 days. The movie was fabulous, but his numbers are spot on.
All right. Well, talk about his numbers. When was his birthday?
Oh, his birthday was 11/30/1874. And yesterday, okay. The day before was anniversary. You know, he passed on 1/24, but a long time ago, obviously. He has numbers that could really get the job done, because what he did clearly changed what happened in the war. He would not go in cahoots in peace talks with Italy. So he had this plan, and that is in his numbers, because that was his asset number. And he also had something that was hidden. Now, everybody knows that he was raised in a very noble, wealthy family, but he used to dig in the dirt. Literally, he was an avid gardener and a landscaper, and that's in his numbers.
All right. Now, tell people how you are the queen of numbers. Numbers is your thing. You've been doing it for a long time. What kind of skills does it take to learn what you have? Because you are so right on with everybody that you've done their numbers for.
Well, it started when I was really young. Really young. My Catholic father said, ignore her at this age, it'll pass. So what happened was, I started learning methods when I was in grammar school, and I had mastered many, many methods. And then I found this one, and I love this method, and I stay true to it. Now, I can't tell you the secret, because I'd be telling you my secret sauce.
Okay.
So suffice it to say, it's thousands of years old, and it's really accurate.
So how does that come about? If it's thousands of years old, do you know, like, who developed this particular system? Maybe you could talk about the history of numbers and how they play into people's lives.
Well, numbers are information. They're just telling a story. And what I know is a method that tells a person's whole story. And it's fascinating. And this is thousands and thousands of years old. So suffice it to say, that's as far as I'm going with my secret sauce.
Okay.
Everybody right. has different methods. You can Google. Go on Google, and you'll find other methods. But this one is rare. And
so
it's all about the interpretation of it, too. You know, it's the skill set. You've done something thousands of times. You get very savvy at it.
I gotcha. What differentiates it, the way that you're doing it, though, from, say, the way that other people are doing it?
It's like, look at all the different brands of yoga. Every single one of them is different. They even have goat yoga. It's people's interpretations.
That's all right. I'm thinking of dog yoga, where they lift the dogs up now. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, they have everything. So this is just the same thing. This is just what I love. And it moves and motivates me. Because when you look at a person like Winston Churchill, and you see the movie, and it all lines up, it's just such a fascinating story to tell. You know, his quote. I love his quote, how a person hasn't really advanced until they've, like, made a bunch of people mad.
Right.
I can resonate with that number, or with that quote.
All right, well, who else's numbers maybe can you give us in this segment? That would be of interest.
Oh, we can do lots of things. I could also tell you something fascinating about water.
Okay.
Because water has an interesting numerology. H2O. Two is the friend or buddy that blends and binds these two elements. But I'll tell you something fun. Now, when you drink water, because everybody's so into water, all these different brands and bottles and water bottles and everything, how long do you think it takes when you drink water for it to go through your system, process, you know, stomach, bladder, blah, blah, blah? How long do you think it takes?
If I were to guess, I would probably say 2 hours.
I'm surprised that you said this, because...
Am I right?
More surprised than that.
I'm taking a wild guess here.
Lori, that is amazing, because I just found out this morning that it's an hour, and if you're dehydrated, it's 2 hours. And I've been asking everybody along my merry way, and I have lots of ratings today, and everybody that came to see me, I asked them what they thought, and they thought the same thing that I did, that it was like quick. Isn't it crazy?
I think it gets blocked up by the food, though, no? If you've eaten something, I don't know. I would think it would get blocked up, but maybe if you haven't eaten breakfast and you're drinking water, then it will go through more rapidly.
Well, you were the only one that guessed even close.
Well, thank you. I feel good. Mm-hmm. I got the numbers right.
You did. And in this particular situation, you know, because someone could say, oh, how silly is that? But two is the friend and companion in the body, just like the number two is in people's numerology chart. We need water. Water needs us. But the two elements need each other, and they bind in two. So that's kind of fascinating.
So other than, like, human beings, do animals, like, if they have a date of birth, do they have numbers? Do non-material things, like you're saying water, do all kinds of things have numbers?
Well, I was just pondering this when I learned this interesting thing this morning, because I was shocked. I kept saying to her, are you sure? Because the doctor's real early. And she was like, yeah, it takes an hour. If you're really 100, it takes 2 hours. So I thought about it, and I thought, interesting about water and the friend and companion number and the number that keeps it balanced and how, you know, it's a buddy, a helper, and all of that. But, yeah, everything has a numerology. My specialty is people, couples, and helping people on their career.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about that. You're able to help couples if they come in based upon their numbers and give them advice.
Right, because the goal is to work together. And if you have to split, sometimes you have to split. But it really is helpful if you can look at all the ways that you could line up and potentially work through obstacles. Because obviously that person, you know, being drawn to that person for a reason. So the goal is to see the whole picture. I mean, I've had people, I think that having their numerology done together, I think it saved their marriage.
Possibly could. Now, I know the last time we spoke, I had asked you, like, what do you do if two people's numbers don't match up? Is there ever a situation where, in numbers for people, where they would be complete opposites? And that would kind of be
yes.
Like a clue.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. That can happen, but then you would have to look at other aspects. You have to look at so many different things. You have to look at what the person's challenges are, and also their strengths, and what their destination is. You know, some people are just passing on your journey. They came into your life for a reason, and you're supposed to let them go, and then hold an empty space. So,
gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we are going to go to a commercial break. We're on Brit's Got Your Number website, britsgotyournumber.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job. Quit the job.
I can't play on Friday.
Quit the job.
You see, we're getting late.
Surely you've heard of the Queen of Scots. Well, I'm Brit, the Queen of Numbers. I do amazing numerology readings. Are you in a career rut? Are you even in the right career? How about your love life? Are you single? Questioning? How come nothing's ever adding up? Are you dating all the wrong numbers? How about your soul pulse? Does it need a little resetting so you could be a little bit more authentic? Numerology is just energy and information. It can tell you everything about yourself. My readings are incredibly accurate. My website has all the information. It's britsgotyournumber.com. You can get a hold of me on my Gmail account, which is wpettalkradio@gmail. I'll spell it out. WPETTALK radio@gmail. And here's some numbers for you. My telephone number, 407-437-1234. Again, 407-437-1234.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job.
Brit's Got Your Number, britsgotyournumber.com, and we have Derek Hart with us again, relationship expert. How are you doing, Derek?
Great, how are you?
Doing good. Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about yourself, and then I think Brit's got some questions for you.
Yeah, I work with couples. I work with women. I teach people how to be vulnerable. Couples come to me all the time, and they're in a very similar argument. And most couples that argue are kind of arguing about the same thing, you know, not feeling safe with each other. And I help them out of that difficulty all the time. And I'm here to talk about it a little bit with you, if you'd like.
Yeah,
sure. You have
Derek.
Questions? Yeah.
Well, I asked Derek back because I love his personal numerology. It's all about helping women in a very true way. And he's full of integrity, which is really a wonderful operating system. Now, Derek, are you with a significant person now?
Yes, I am. You know, honestly, it may be a relationship that's winding down, because I want to have children in my life. So
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of in the middle zone right now. So, that's where I'm at with my relationships.
Did you ever, did you meet her on Match.com?
No. I met her the mm-hmm. old fashioned way, mm-hmm. at a party of a friend. That's actually how I've met every person I've ever gone out with.
Oh, that's fabulous. So what are her numbers?
Oh, did I look that up? No, I don't have those. I don't have those with me. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I think you ran
my... You don't know her birthday?
That's a bad sign. But
most embarrassing moment on radio.
But did you run my wife that I was married to for 10 years? Did you run her?
Okay, what was her number?
91753.
Okay, let me figure her out. She's going to be interesting, I can tell you that. So tell Lori a little bit more about what you do.
Yeah, well, we talked about, I wanted to hear more about the text, because I remember in last week's show we talked about hey. And so, you know, I'm just curious, if a guy texts a woman hey, how do they read that, that one word response?
How do they read that hey? You know, hey is a very interesting text message to get. It essentially means, yeah, you're in a long list of women that are on my dating app, and I'm going through one by one to make sure that they look the right way or that they say the right thing. I'm mostly not committed to doing anything further other than seeing hey, other than saying hey. And it means a whole lot of nothing. It means you probably have a person that's not taking dating that seriously.
Interesting. So the guy is more almost like a collector of having a lot of people available, and he's seeing who's going to respond.
You know something? I'm going to say that we can blame the technology as much as we can blame the guy. The technology has made us all addicted to this left swipe, right swipe, looking at three, you know, you can look at 300 pictures of men or women in a couple minutes. And it's just, our brains are getting accustomed to this endless variety of people, and it's not the way it should work. We should have 10 people, and we should choose one of them, and it, you know, maybe could work. So we just have too much variety.
I think it has to do with women, too. I think women don't realize that the masculine number is one, and men need to take charge and go. And they have to work for things that they'll appreciate and value, and that includes the woman. But I have some insight on your ex. This one, she's fascinating. Because I have to say, I have never seen anything like this.
Okay.
She was so all about the money.
Ah, about money. Yeah, yeah.
Severe, like over the top. Everything was about money. Her projection, her heart, it's what moved and motivated her. And it's in every part of her life. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this. It was like the reason that she got up every day.
Mm-hmm. She was consistently nervous about money, and she had a lot of it, then she had a little of it, then she had a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
It cost me a whole lot of money dealing with it, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I'm not surprised, because she's the type of person that would get so fearful. She'd go after you know, for every little nickel, as if it was her last nickel, even though she's clearly blessed with lots of money in her life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and
a,
she
that's
also
a,
had issues with women. I see that, too. I don't know how she did in her family, but it could have been right out of the gate. Trouble with sisters and other girlfriends and all of that, which would cause problems, too, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really that was a difficult process for her. So we raised stepchildren together, or it was her children, and I spent 10 years with her raising my stepchildren. And it's sometimes hard to leave a relationship when you still really love the person. But she gave me her blessing, and I went off and decided I'd like to meet somebody and start a family one day.
And I think that in some ways this relationship helped you with your business formulate and look at different aspects. So I think it was actually a gift for your business.
Oh, you're talking about the relationship with my ex-wife. That's exactly it. That's very interesting. That's so right on. I can't even tell you the relationship. I've been helping people like this for about 27 years. And continuously, and that marriage for me solidified the exact thing that couples do to stay disconnected from each other. Because we had some of that, and I learned how to resolve it, and I learned what it takes. And my belief system, you know, it took right up to about 23 years at that point for me to be that clear on the exact fight that a couple has with each other. And it's usually the same almost every time.
And on a personal note, it helped you examine your concept of money.
Yep. I believe so. I believe so.
Really helped you grow, because you're in a very spiritual place right now. When you're in a spiritual place, you do spiritual work.
Yep. I'm really committed to helping people, and that's why I feel so comfortable with just talking about this and talking to, you know, almost every type of person who wants to discuss relationships. I feel really confident because I'm in this for the long haul. You know, I'm really dedicated to seeing where this goes and learning more and more. And I practice this stuff in my relationship, so I'm kind of out there with all of you. You know, learning how to relate.
The first
to
chart that we talked about was Winston Churchill, of all people, and two have a similar number, Derek.
Really?
So he helped, obviously, what happened in Dunkirk. Huge. I mean, the movie's, like, really good and shows full-blown what a person can do to really lift people up. But you also share that number. So you are doing just what you're supposed to be doing.
Great.
Thank you. Thanks, Derek. We are going to go to a break.
Derek, thank you.
Give out your website real quick, Derek.
Yeah, it's understandeacher.com. It will soon be also letstalkrelationshipslive.com.
Good.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
We'll definitely have you come back.
I'd love to.
Don't forget your girlfriend's birthday.
You know something? When I come back to you, I'm not going to only know her birthday. I'm going to know the year she was born and the time she was born, because I'm going to get in real trouble tonight.
I'm only teasing you. I know how that goes. Don't worry about it. I'll talk to you soon.
No, I'm not. I'm worried about it from her. It's going to be a long evening, everybody.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, let's get a break and stay with us.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job.
Quit
the job.
I can't play on Friday.
Quit the job.
You see, we're going to...
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making
got your
good
number.
Dough.
RitzGotYourNumber.com, Brittany Johnson. And we have a special guest caller, Michael Mazzo from MichaelMazzo.com, who is a world-renowned artist. Michael, I looked at your stuff. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Britt, I know you've got some conversation coming up here with Michael on some numbers.
Well, I would like Michael to start. How on earth could you come up with this? Your art is amazing. It's just amazing.
Well, it's. I've always been somewhat of an additive person. Like I like taking pieces and kind of juxtaposing. And you know, once in a while, I'll talk to people about this, and I say that memory and consciousness. You know, we're all made up of just pieces of things that we assemble, and we tie it together with some kind of common thread, and then that's what we call ourselves at that moment. And that's always in flux. It always changes. There's new experiences that come, and we throw things away. We add things. So we're always like this work in motion that's constantly evolving of sculptural or painterly piece that we call ourselves. So it's very interesting.
Okay, so what is your process with this just unbelievable process?
Well, what I'll do is I'll take acrylics on paper, I paint, and then I cut that up, I reassemble that, and then repaint, and then I'll sew it on a sewing machine at the end with, you know, taking different thread colors and putting it on top. So that from a distance, you see one image. As you get closer, you see the pieces, or you see the fragmenting or the abstract nature of it. And so you get kind of this, you know, it's like, it's kind of how we judge all world. You know, we have our initial view of something, and it's not until we get closer to a situation or someone else or even our own particular situations that we examine it within it, something different than we really thought. So it's always life being perspective that way. So that's how I look at it.
Yeah, you get drawn into your pictures because you can't stop looking at them once you look at them.
Yes. Yeah, and I, you know, the funny thing is I make them and I still look at them like, what is this? You know, it's like, you know, which I like because I like, you know, you're like the storyteller, but you're not even quite sure what the story is at the same time.
So the question is this is channeled other realms? What is this all about?
You know, again, I'll go back to what I end up talking to people when I show the work. Sometimes I think it's like I drop a bucket down into this well of this unconscious, which is, you know, maybe these archetypal words and languages and images, and I pull it up and I reassemble it like like you would this, I call it kind of like the archaeology of the self. I try to reassemble it, put it back together mm-hmm. to see what this world of either myself or this collective unconscious is. And, you know, I wrote somebody the other day, and I say, you know, about artwork, it's being that it's energy, and we look at it and we see a picture, but the picture ends up being the least important part of what we see or experience. Say, what did I say? Something like it was, the important part of the painting is not what you see before you, but it's what you see within you. And this is kind of where I see this.
Well, where I see you, because I've done your numbers, is that you have a soul pulse and a path, which happens to be the same energy and information, and you are full of divine inspiration, so inventive, and spreading the light and this really inner wisdom through your art.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. You know, again, another way I looked at it was these were just portraits of soul. Soul meaning all ourselves as the spiritual part of ourselves put in some kind of thing, and it's more of a kind of a feeling in that heart region that you know.
I'm looking at a picture right now. I'm seeing a picture with teacups, tulips, the sun, and the sun is making a curtsy. And yet somehow, this is so surreal and otherworldly. And that one I have on my website. I put it up on britsgotyournumber.com. I wanted everybody to take a look at that. So that was really fun. But I also I have a question because, you know, clearly you're doing all this, and it said you've been doing this for 30 years, which is pretty incredible. You're in Nashville, and you travel all over the country, it looks like. But you had an interesting challenge in your chart, and I was wondering, because it just doesn't really fit. You had a lot of constriction in your childhood where you had to really conform, and it was real tight. So maybe you could tell how you worked through that.
I think I worked through it by working around it. It's like energetically I was told like it was in Diamond Eden's work, I'm a water. So what does water do? Water hits, it doesn't smash into obstacles, it just flows around it. So that's kind of
okay. What was the obstacle? What was the challenge? What was so tight and constrictive?
Oh, I suppose, you know, I went to a military school. I was in a Catholic school,
oh, okay.
And there's a lot of
okay.
rules and regulations, mm-hmm. and this is the way you should act, and
mm-hmm.
so you know, other than just the normal adolescent thing that you go through. So I think it was, and the other part is, I think it's just growing, even as a youngster, you just create your own trauma by trying to fit in or trying to be like other things. And same way in artwork, if you try to be something that you're not, then mm-hmm. you run into trouble. So it's just just allowing, mm-hmm. allowing yourself to be what you are and be comfortable with that is a big step.
Yeah, it is a big step. And we met a very unusual way. Would you like to share how mm-hmm. I stumbled on your work?
Well, I was on Match.com. And,
right.
I put more paintings up than it did things about me, because I think that speaks more of what I am anyway, rather than just, you know, I'm just I'm an energy ball in a body. I just use the body to come here and make changes and do things.
I was growing profiles because I'm an original alumni member. I've been on Match for a really long time, and I found your art, and I thought, interesting. And that's how this started. So it's pretty, wild.
Yeah, I also found out, you know, doing this, and, you know, people will say something about the paintings or something, and then I get a chance mm-hmm. to write, and I love using words, and then as I write and communicate, then I learn things, because things pop out in the written word that, you know, are thoughts that are floating around in the greater sea of me, and I get to learn about myself and learn about the process and other people all at the same time, so it's kind of interesting that way.
Cool.
What is the funniest thing that anyone ever said about your art online? What's the funniest comment, or what's the funniest thing that ever happened at an art show?
Well, you know, you get everything from the extremes. Well, I used to cook at a boarding school in Sedona, Arizona, for a few years. What I learned out of there, which was a lot of things about art, what it was also that no matter what you made, if you're cooking for 160 people, that somebody loved it and somebody hated it. So mm-hmm. the thing I got in a dream once was, you have to take compliments and complaints with equal grace. And that kind of stuck with me. And it's the same way you know, showing paintings. You'll get people that'll just walk by and shake their head in disgust. You'll get people that will come in and say, you know, what drugs were you on, or what were you doing when you did this? And then
I think they were just jealous.
Yeah, exactly.
You're so gifted, you know. But we do have to go to a break. Michael, you're fantastic. Can you give out your website one more time?
Yes, it's michaelmanzo.com.
Check it out. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for joining
Michael.
Us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you too. So.
Thank you, and we will be back in a moment.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome back to Brit's Got Your Number with Brittany Johnson. Yes, Brittany Johnson, queen of numbers. And we have a caller. Who do we have calling in?
Chase.
Chase. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right.
Hey,
well,
Chase.
Brittany, go
hey,
ahead.
Chase, I just know it's not really your name. I can tell. But
okay.
I'll go along with it. So,
oh, come on.
Well, maybe you have reasons, but I can tell it's not your name. So, am I right?
You're right.
Okay, no worries. Okay, how can I help?
Well, I'm recently widowed, and I was talking to going on to Match.com, which I did about 6 months ago, and I've been seeing two different women, both of them who are very different, but and both who I kind of like. And I was curious to see, maybe looking at their numbers and mine, who you think might be a better fit.
Okay, this is wild, by the way, because we just talked about Match.com, and we had a dating expert. I'm sure you were listening, so you got all that. But all right, so could you just do this? Tell me your numbers really quick.
All right. My numbers are 12, 13, 57.
Okay. And the first person, what do we want to call her?
Let's call her Rachel.
Okay. What are her numbers?
Okay.
Do you know
11,
the year,
4.
Too, or do you just know the
I know both.
Oh, good.
Rachel's numbers are 11, 4, 66.
Okay.
And Michelle's numbers are 10, 22, 62.
Okay, right off the bat. Okay, who did you say was the one that was 62, the one that you just gave me? What was her name again?
Michelle.
Okay, she's much more feminine. And a little bit more strong personality. Than the other one. The other one is, she's a little meeker, and her self-esteem isn't as good.
Well, right off the bat, you know, one thing I noticed about the two is Michelle is extremely assertive and tells you what's on her mind, and you're right. Rachel is a little quieter, a little more circumspect.
Yeah. Okay, and I think the leader one, she might be a teacher or something like that, because her numbers, you know, they're talking so much. If she's not a teacher, she's in sales, and she's doing sales and talking. The other one, she's probably more into, like, finance or banking or something along those lines. Now, with your situation, you have two things to consider, and I'm going to wrap it up. You have to be with somebody that can handle the amount of time that you must be alone. It's a part of who you are. And one of them fits perfectly. The first one that you gave me fits a very key number for you, one with a low self-esteem. So there's a lock in there. The other one is more feminine and strong. So you could work with either one of these. It's up to you.
Okay.
Just depends, one of them, the one with low self-esteem is going to be a little bit more drama. You're going to have to be encouraging her all the time, and she might not like all the time that you go off and, you know, you want to be by yourself.
Well, it's interesting. You nailed the one. She is a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Well, stay in touch. Let us know how it goes.
I will. And thank you very, very much. I greatly appreciate your time and insight.
Thanks
for joining us,
Chase. And thank you. Have fun and Nash and all that. Chasing away, whatever your name is. And we'll talk soon.
All right, so Britt, let's talk a little bit before we go to the next break. I know you do readings for couples, you do career, you also do energy work and distant healing.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 minutes, that's probably hard to do. Give me a summary of what it is that you do and how you help people, because we do want them to go to your website, BrittScottYourNumber.com, because you're so good at what you do. When you did mine, I went, oh, my God, like, how could she do that? So there's something definitely to it. So let's talk about that for a minute or two.
It just aligns people. I feel like it's my job to help people connect with their authentic self, I mean, people say that mumbo jumbo all the time, but there's really a story going on because it's all pure information. You're getting it full strength. So it's really an insightful experience to learn about how you go, your challenges, your childhood, your strength, your asset, and on and on and on. It's a game changer, and I love doing it.
I can tell. Well, we are going to go to one more break. So if you want Britt to do you and your lover's numbers, we're going to tell you how to play a little game called Guess Who, and that'll give you a free reading chance with Britt. So stay with us. We will be right back. Remember, it's BrittsGotYourNumber.com.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job. Quit the job.
I can't play on Friday.
Quit the job.
You see, we're getting late.
Quit the job.
Surely you've heard of the Queen of Scots. Well, I'm Britt, the Queen of Numbers. I do amazing numerology readings. Are you in a career rut? Are you even in the right career? How about your love life? Are you single? Questioning? How come nothing's ever adding up? Are you dating all the wrong numbers? How about your soul pulse? Does it need a little resetting so you could be a little bit more authentic? Numerology is just energy and information. It can tell you everything about yourself. My readings are incredibly accurate. My website has all the information. It's BrittsGotYourNumber.com. You can get a hold of me on my Gmail account, which is wpettalkradio@gmail. I'll spell it out. wpettalkradio@gmail. And here's some numbers for you. My telephone number, 407-437-1234. Again, 407-437-1234.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
And we're back. We are back with Brittany Johnson. BrittsGotYourNumber.com. And Britt, you know, we had such a response back on your Guess Who last week. So do you want to reveal who it was and maybe talk a little bit more about him? Because you got flooded with responses.
Well, I think I made it really obvious because we were flooded. And then one person won, obviously. I drew the, you know, name. It was Johnny Cash. I know I gave all the clues. But it's okay, because at least we know how this game is going to play. So this time, right, I'm not going to give as many clues. Now, Johnny's numerology was, the theme of two. This incredible partner that he had with his wife, June Carter. It was the pivotal point in his life that turned everything around from drug addiction. And that was also in his numerology. I also did her June Carter Cash numbers. And, you know, it's like, you know, people just are constantly questioning, when is this going to happen to me? When is this going to happen in my life? Things line up when they're supposed to. Johnny and June got together at the right time because she had multiple marriages, and that was in her numerology. So she had to burn through all of that. Then they connected, and then the story was the story. It's a beautiful love story. But he was gifted not only in this number that creates sound currents, but could really uplift people through music in an unusual sound. You know, we know what he did.
Right.
He went in prisons and everything. I mean, he was
really
cool.
In trouble. He was up and down. He was up and down.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was the drug addiction, and that seemed to, you know, it's in his numbers. But June really helped him flip all of that. And then it's no coincidence. Like, his numerology, when I see some aspects of his chart, when their spouse dies, they usually die shortly after. And that's just what he did. It's like they can't live without the person.
Now, let me ask you, can you see when you read someone's numbers, like you're reading Johnny Cash's numbers and talking about addiction, can you see that potentially, like when you're meeting with a client, can you see, you know, maybe they're an addictive personality where you can kind of maybe warn them so that they realize it? Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Yeah. You know, I'm so glad that you finally got to the nitty-gritty of this whole thing, because this is the kind of information that can help flip people, because it gives definite advice. It's not general. I mean, if Johnny had come in for a reading, I would have told him, you love being all pumped up, being full of life, and all of that. And you know what? You can't always be that way, even if you are on stage. Sometimes you're down, and you have to get over that. But what his particular number would do, challenge number, is get all pumped up with stimulants. So I would tell him right to his face, you know? I would say, right. Hey, look, bud, you got to figure out ways to do it on your own. Somebody like him, he'd have to go serious, like big-time walking or something that could really fill him up and not get into the stimulants. Because a person with his numbers, they're going to head there. You know, it's like a natural conclusion unless they figure out a way to do it in a healthy way.
Right. So you can be like an early warning system when you read the numbers and say, you know, these possible things could happen and you have to watch out for them. And that might help
right.
people to think about mm-hmm. maybe some decisions that they're trying to make on their own or later even in life and say, oh, I remember what Britt said. I'm prone to this kind of thing. And, you know, it's an early warning system, I would call it.
It is. And it's also so easy and so fixable. Some of the things that people have to do to create balance in their chart, because it's an equation. The numbers are just seeking the balance. The balance is another number to make the situation flow. So it sounds complicated, but it's not. And I give this pretty straight. When they contact me, all I want is their birthday, and I don't really need any information. And then I just send them a recording, and we can work from there. I mean, some people work with me over and over again, multiple sessions.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, let's play the guess who game. So
okay.
You're going to give some clues, and then if you're a listener and you think you know who it is, you can go to Britt's website, brittsgotyournumber.com, to submit the answer, and the winner will get a free reading. So go ahead, give your clues.
Okay, I'll try not to make it so ridiculously obvious.
Okay.
But I have to be careful of this, because some of this that's in the chart and happened in real life, you know, there they are. I'm going to start with this. I'm going to say that this person had a massive ultimate challenge, and I'm going to describe it. They were given a scholarship to a college to play football. They had a massive injury with their knee. Coach recognized that they had a specific skill set with another sport, and said, no football, but this sport would really be perfect for you. The coach was an instrumental part of their life. And actually, I can even see in their chart why something like that would happen, why they'd have to have a teacher or a coach point this out. Now, they listened, and then they went on, and they did something that was around the world famous for this particular change of, you know, one sport to the other.
Okay, so if you are a listener and you think you've got the answer, you can go to brittsgotyournumber.com and submit the answer, and the winner will get a free reading.
Were an inspirational coach.
What's that?
They were an inspirational coach.
Inspirational coach. Okay,
after
so you get a lot of...
amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just enough clues, I think. That one's a little bit more challenging. So, you know, if you've been listening to the show and you want to work with Britt, just go to brittsgotyournumber.com, brittsgotyournumber.com for Brittany Johnson, and she can help you. So we want to thank all of our listeners for listening to Britt's Got Your Number.
And, Lori, you were the winner today. You were the one that knew the question about water.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you. I know. For once, I won something. Thanks, Britt. You made me feel good today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Britt's got your number.
You're a fabulous hostess. Thank you. And thank you to all our guests. What a wonderful show this was.
Well, thank you. I love doing the show with you. It's a lot of fun. I feel like I learn a lot and meet a lot of interesting people. And you're
and
very
I'm
interesting.
So glad you listened. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So, yes, you got to book a reading with Britt. If Britt's got your number, you'll get some great information from her on numerology. And what do we always say at the end, Britt?
It's always about the numbers.
The numbers. Thanks. Join us again.